It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Have you guys ever found something of historical significance?
No.
Pretty uninteresting lives, huh?
Yes.
I have found something personally when I was 10 years old, and I was at the grave of Robert Todd Lincoln. I found a Civil War bullet in the ground. I was digging in the ground there at the Arlington, I guess he's buried in Arlington National Cemetery.
Okay.
And found a bullet from the Civil War. And I don't know what happened to that thing. You would think that would be one of my most treasured things. As a kid, you find something like that, that's huge.
How did you get it authenticated?
Well, I guess I didn't get it authenticated. No. It could be a fake one. It said made in China on it, which was a little sus.
It's probably from the gift shop.
But
someone dropped it.
Wasn't the site of the cemetery where Robert Todd Lincoln is buried, wasn't that a Civil War battlefield?
First Bull Run, right? Or something like that?
Yeah, Christmas.
That was right outside the Capitol, right there.
Or was it that was George Washington's plantation or something?
His wife's family. Yes, that's what
he married
that
into
cemetery
money.
Is on. Yeah.
So I found that when I was like 10 years old. I still have a picture of me holding the bullet up and showing the camera.
Hmm. Wait, General Lee was married to a descendant of George Washington.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's what it is, I think.
Okay. That's right. It was Lee's former home.
Yes.
That they used as a cemetery.
Yes.
Anyway, the point is I found a Civil War bullet.
Okay.
On the ground, cool. In the wild, while on vacation. Now, my mother and father were traveling through the Holy Land when I was a kid. And they toured Masada. It was this mountaintop where the Israelites made a stand against the Romans.
I remember Doug Melvin talking about that place.
Okay, all right. You're making a joke about Jorge Posada, which was the name we always had fake Doug Melvin talking about.
Posada.
And she found a coin. Queen. And this coin actually changed some kind of dates. The historians got involved in this because of where it was found and what type of coin it was. But I think it was a Roman coin.
Wow.
And it had Constantine on it. And I guess the Israeli antiquities people let us have that eventually after they had finished processing it.
Hmm. Still have it?
Yeah. Yeah. Still got it. She got it mounted into a necklace, and she wore it as a necklace. The coin is about the size of a dime. So it was pretty cool.
That's wild.
So there's my family finding two historical artifacts while on vacation.
Did you say it was on top of the ground, or it too was beneath the surface a little bit? Or was just
the coin that she found? No, it was on top of the surface.
Wow.
And there had just been like some historic rainfall or something that had happened in the week or so prior to their visit there. And they think that maybe that the erosion had kind of stirred it up and overturned it on top to be on top of the ground with gravel.
You remember the little wheat pennies?
I used to love wheat pennies. I always thought I found a treasure when I found one of those.
I found one. It was 19, I don't know what the year on it was. But I did keep it because it is believed that FDR could have held that in his hands at one point.
What?
Because you know how money circulates?
Yeah.
You can go from Washington to Florida to California.
Yeah.
And the time period fits, so it's believed that he could have possibly held that.
Who is it believed by?
Some.
Many people. Gosh, it's so generic.
But that's as close as I get to finding anything.
Well, this 3.5-year-old girl was vacationing in Israel with her family, and they're walking along a path. That's generic. And this little 3.5-year-old girl, she bends down. Her name is Ziv. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Ziv. She bends down and picks up what she thinks is a pretty stone. But her older sister, she shows it to her older sister, and her older sister wipes the sand off of it. And they find out that she has picked up an ancient Egyptian amulet. a scarab beetle amulet.
Wow.
That was 1,000 times older than the little girl. It was a 3,800-year-old amulet.
Pretty cool.
The most dangerous thing you could pick up is anything that's ancient Egyptian amulet that has magical properties, that you're going to be summoning some kind of underworld god or deity. So they pick it up and they send it off, and yes, they get to the history of this, but she does not get to keep it. Instead, she got a certificate of appreciation for being a good citizen.
Okay.
The Antiquities Commission, I guess.
It's already paying off for her.
But a 3,800-year-old detailed carving of a scarab beetle, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think I would have just taken that. Oh, I know something else that my dad found, and I need to see if I can trace down in his writings the backstory of this. It looks to be the big toe of a statue.
Hmm.
Now, I believe my father did not turn this back in. My dad would always collect stones when he would go places. He would collect little rocks and everything, and it's very strange, but he'd keep them in these little paper bags, and he'd label where he found them and everything, just cool-looking rocks. I guess he was a gemologist. So he gets back, and one of the rocks, larger rocks that he had picked up because it was so unusual for the area, this is when he was also traveling through Greece and Israel and Egypt, was this darkened stone that was really smooth. So he puts it in his pack, and then when he gets home and he's sorting through all his rocks, he notices that this thing looks like it had been purposely made. Had a toenail on it, a carving, and then he goes, oh, this is like looks like the big toe of a statue. And I still have that.
Do you ever look up if any famous statues are missing a toe?
No. I'm sure there's lots of statues that are missing toes. I want that on a t-shirt. But I should get that checked out. I need to find out where he found it.
Maybe it belonged to Toeless Joe Jackson.
Okay. Let's talk about animals. New Mexico. A rural New Mexican county says that their pets are being snatched out of their front yards and livestock are being maimed and killed by Mexican gray wolves.
Mm.
Now, these are the wolves that were reintroduced into the western half of the United States.
Remember I told you
in
guys...
In a very controversial move, they tried to reintroduce these wolves.
Remember I told you I saw a wolf in New Mexico last summer?
Yeah. Yeah, you saw one of these.
A mountain bike ride. It was very intimidating.
They're also now in parts of Oregon and Northern California, and they say the wolves are getting more and more brazen and livestock is turning up dead. They're the smallest subspecies of gray wolves. Mexican wolves are.
Okay.
And ranchers, of course, hate them. They're like, you know how it is. Oh, it's always guys have to make a living off the land, and then the long-haired hippie comes in, and you just need
need
to make peace with lions.
Peace with lions.
It's like, dude, I got bills to pay. Please let me just raise my herd.
Nah, these wolves are really
cool, but I
want to
fly in and have opinions. They were released in the late 90s, and let's see, the latest survey of Mexican gray wolves show there were at least 286 in Arizona and New Mexico. So think about how rare that is that Junior actually saw one of these.
Yeah.
I saw them on two occasions on the mountain bike ride. It had to be the same one because it was within the same general area.
Uh-huh. There's a reason why you kept spotting it.
Why? Because he was
absolutely was stalking
me. Well, the second time I was in a car. I don't think he was stalking me there.
I think he's probably got an air tag on you somehow.
He darted me.
Oh, well, I thought you were telling more of the story.
No.
Okay.
He darted me.
Okay.
And then tagged me.
The Wolf Recovery Team, they have that, has reported 99 confirmed livestock kills in 2024. And wildlife managers conducted 290 successful hazing operations last year.
To chase them away?
Yeah. They have an actual team, a hazing team, that if you have a problem with a wolf, you hire the hazing team, and they come out there with the paddle and the and hey, you got to eat a whole bowl of goldfish without drinking water and do all this stuff.
Drink a gallon of milk.
Yeah, try to make it as uncomfortable for the wolf as possible to live in that area.
Lobo.
Yeah, I guess that's the name of that's the Mexican word for wolf.
Yeah, come to think of it, I've seen a wolf in New Mexico too.
You have?
I was at the Pit in Albuquerque, and he's wearing a New Mexico jersey and his tongue hanging out.
The team is called the Lobos.
Oh.
All right.
So that was
I thought it was a real wolf.
Probably their mascot.
He was just really into the game.
And speaking
probably
of
a college sophomore dressed as a wolf.
Speaking of statues, there's one that was erected in Ireland of the legendary Dublin woman Molly Malone, who sold shellfish on the streets of Dublin.
The male woman.
What?
Molly Malone, the male woman.
It's a Carl Malone joke. And she's come to represent part of Dublin's working class community. And there's a statue of her pushing a wheelbarrow full of fish and mollusk and clams or whatever she was selling.
Kind of beaten.
And it's, you know, out on the roadway. But officials there are now having to take steps to try to keep people from touching the statue because people have been touching it. And people, I guess, claim they touch it for just good luck. You know, just it's such a beautiful piece of art. But you're not supposed to touch the art. I posted a picture of this on Twitter.
Oh, no.
You can see where people are touching this statue for good luck.
She's probably breastfeeding or something.
What? No. She's not breastfeeding.
Hey, looky here. It's a breast milk story.
They're going straight for her cleavage.
Okay, it was close.
For her heaving bosom.
And they've had to hire experts to re-patina the statue, who used to be a basketball coach somewhere.
Still is. It's Rick Pitino.
Because of the place where people are touching the statues.
Well, why did they have to show that much cleavage?
Right.
Oh, okay. Now you're slut-shaming a bronze statue.
Yes.
Okay.
I bet she didn't dress like that.
All women back then dressed like that.
Whoever did this,
that was the style.
Whoever did this statue, though, on purpose, gave her a lot of cleavage. I mean, it's the only thing you notice.
They did give her an impressive rack. But people can't handle that, apparently.
Ah, yes, the statue of Tiggle Bitties.
Okay, there's Irish guy joining us with the Irish phrase, Tiggle Bitties. So please, don't touch the statues, people. The end.
All right.